Brand new research out today by the Book Trust suggests that new parents are suffering from a huge amount of sleep deprivation. So to discuss this, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Gemma Malley, who's a seven-time author and director at the Book Trust. Thank you for joining me, Gemma.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is really interesting stuff, isn't it? Because it's a tough time being a new parent, isn't it? But losing sleep doesn't make it any easier.
Exactly. It's a really, really tough time. I think it's probably one of the biggest challenges that any of us face. I certainly remember it myself. And the trouble with sleep deprivation is it makes everything else worse too. When we don't get enough sleep, we lose the ability to think clearly. We lose our sense of humor. We feel really stressed. So you're more likely to have arguments. And it just becomes a really vicious circle. And our research found that I think new parents lose, it works out as 4 weeks of sleep a year, which that's how much holiday most of us take. So it's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. It's a really big cause of stress, isn't it, for new parents? The most stressful thing, I think, being the health of your child. But after that, I suppose it's the health of you, really, losing sleep, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And the thing is with sleep is it affects, you're worried about your child not getting enough sleep. Are they going to grow? Are they going to develop properly? All of that kind of thing. But it also massively affects you. And particularly first time baby. I mean, I remember with my third, who was a terrible sleeper, I ended up doing the pushing the pram around at 11 o'clock at night, you know, through the roads, thinking this will never end.
You get to see a whole new side of your neighbourhood.
Yeah, well, I remember thinking, you know, I will never, ever go out again because this is what I'm going to be doing forever.
Oh,
and I'd
no.
had two other children. I'd just forgotten, you know, because when you are completely exhausted, you zone in, you can't think about anything, you can't see the wood for the trees. And so what we're trying to do is just say we understand.
Yeah.
And to help parents and carers with a really, really simple three-step routine that we know, it's a tried and trusted routine that we know will coax children to sleep better.
Because this is one of the biggest things, isn't it? It's just trying to get children to understand that it's time to go to bed and that it's time to go to bed for the long sleep overnight, isn't it? So what's
exactly
the advice for parents who are maybe struggling with children going to sleep?
Well, the advice is really simple. It's bath, book, bed. It's what people have been doing for generations. We're just trying to really remind people it doesn't have to be that complicated. The way to get children to sleep, even little tiny tots, is to let them know that this is time for sleep. Bath is a really nice way to expend the last little bits of energy, lovely splashing around. But the real focus of this whole routine is also that parents, carers are there, you know, and not swiping through messages on your phone or thinking of all the other things. And I think, you know, you make an investment of 45 minutes or whatever it is around the bedtime routine, you might then get, hopefully, an evening to yourself. So it's bath and then book. And the great thing about book is that it's such a well-known way of getting children to relax. And there are so many different reasons. You know, when you read with children, when we read with children, we instinctively put our arms around them. Often children, you know, end up on your lap. It's a really cozy thing to do. And children love it. They love turning the pages. They like pointing at the pictures. They learn huge amounts from it. Even little tiny babies are learning language all the time,
so,
and hearing
true.
Words.
So true. My little boy is 2 in July.
Yep.
And he is an absolute bookworm. So much so that last night I thought I'd put him to the test, and I was reading him a book and he could finish every sentence. He could say the last word in every sentence because
Brilliant.
He's just had that book so many times. And that is when, you, just as a parent, you feel this immense sense of satisfaction and pride because you know that it's doing the world of good for your little one.
Completely. And that he's loving it. And I think that's the key. There are lots of things that we think we should do, you know, whether it's feeding our children parsnips or, you know, but they don't always enjoy it. We might get a sense of accomplishment. But the thing with books is that they love it. And I think, you know, your point about reading the same book over and over again, that's absolutely right. If the child wants to read the same book, and believe me, I have read Dig, Dig, Digging so many times, I could recite it off by heart. It's the reassurance of the same book over and over again. Children love that. That's why they love routines. They love predictability. They need to, you know, they love knowing what's going to happen next. And they love the ownership with books as well. It's their book.
Yeah.
You know, so if they want to chew it, That's okay. You know, I think we want books to be their friend, not this very special thing. No, don't pick it up like that. Don't do it like that. All our books at home are completely trashed, but they're loved.
Yeah, it shows love,
like,
doesn't it?
Like the favourite toy.
There's some perfectionist parents listening to this, gripping onto the nearest surface as you say that. My son, I let him choose his book. So he goes up to his bookshelf and he loves it. He just tears across the room to choose which book. Every time he does it, he adds extra sounds. So last night it was, as he chose, which
really?
Is just,
well, this is
which
it.
Is
lovely. He's modelling as well. He's growing up and he wants to be a grown-up. He's choosing his own book. And choosing is really, really important to children. They don't get to choose much. You know, they do not get to choose when they get put in their buggy and taken out. And I don't know if you've ever had the cardboard child that you're trying to fold into, into the car seat. Or,
yes.
It's, you know, it's tough being little. You just get pushed around and told what to do all the time. Choosing your book is such a great opportunity for children to, they get to choose, you know, they're in charge and they bring it over and you are, you know, being told what to do. Read it to me now. Thank you. And they sit down. As you say, your child will be learning vocabulary. They'll be becoming more confident with language, more confident generally, more empathy, more imagination. I mean, there are so many benefits, but it also, importantly, it will help your child disengage from everything that's happened during the day, relax. They start thinking about diggers or trains or cuddly bears or pants or whatever it is they're reading about. And, you know, they will then be in a much better place to go to sleep.
Well, that just keeps it so simple, doesn't it? And I think in this day and age, with all the technology and everything that's around us and the busyness and the fast pace of life, you can get distracted from that simple bath, book, bed routine. And you should give it a try if you haven't. Gemma Malley from the Book Trust, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that research with us.
Thank you.